Okay. This video, we're just going to go through Gary's Appendix Issue 3, kind of give you a behind the scenes look. I've had people kind of ask where we're at. I've had various people show interest on what the back end and analysis is for Kickstarters, and I think a lot of people haven't had any experiences with the experience seeing what is behind the scene during a campaign. So just to give a quick look. So Gary's Appendix is start of the 15th, will end, it's ending on the 10th. And so what you'll see is a day-by-day funding chart. Look at that. It went down. Yes, sisters and brothers, it can go down, and that's not a fun feeling. So what this will do is show you your progress. This will show you the average pledge, which is helpful. And these are all showing where all the referrers are, referrers, how these people came to your project. As you can see, some of them came by email, some came by direct traffic. To note, there are what's called custom referral tags that one can create. So whenever you want to send out a link, you want to see how well it does. For instance, you want to put it in a particular Facebook group, or if you want to send out an email campaign, or for instance, WogD will put out ads. Then you can see what the effect is of that particular approach. So, Gary's Appendix, for those that don't know, it is marketed as being an old school essentials supplement. And where we stand at the moment is $4,294 worth of funding. It's 214% funded, but really, who cares? That doesn't really mean anything. The number of backers is decent, and number of days to go. So looking at this information, I look at my external links and the OSE group. That one particular I've been posting in there, but I only got two people biting and a total of $60. So the amount of money that came in from that group is actually pretty decent. But surprisingly, it is not that many pledges coming from that. And it could be the people that were already that are going to be backing have already backed in the past, and they're just continuing to back. So there is that as well. So also another Facebook RPG zines I put in here, but I've also been doing Facebook ads. So to me, this is important. If you're putting money into Facebook ads, it's good to know if you're getting your money back out. If you're not, then it may not be, you need to up your change your ads, or just rethink your strategy. So project followers, these are the people that are following the project that click that link. And right now I have 361 people following, 104 converted followers. So of that 361, 104 have actually pushed the button and pledged. Which means if you take the 360 or 104 divided by 361, you get 29%. So what I'd say is, in general, for new projects, I think normally if you start, I think 30, I'd say about 33%, give or take a few percentage points, is probably what you expect. I'm expecting, because this is a this is a this project has been, this is a third issue. I expect conversion to be hit maybe about 44%. Let's say roughly 40%. So if that's the case at this moment, there's going to be another 10% of this group here that will back. And so that'd be 36 followers. Take 36 followers and you multiply it by $16.91. You can get an estimate as at this moment what those converted followers will do. Now, you don't know that for certain. The other thing is, there's going to be people that aren't following, they're going to keep pledging. It's important to keep a presence. I'm not really good at marketing. That's why I do the Facebook ads. But you should be banging the bushes, beating the bushes, I should say, and trying to draw that number up. And the higher number you get of this, there theoretically would be your conversion rate will convert these people over. So depends on your campaign, Metapixel. So these are the pledges as they come through. As you can see, there are adjustments, and the adjustments are in red. And a lot of times the adjustments are in the negative, as you can see here. So people that do pledge, so I had a number of pledges. And this chart here shows me the number. This is a chart based on the number by popularity. So the number of people choosing the different tiers, the highest one being the $15 physical tier. This also has advanced analytics, which if the more you know, if you're well-versed with that, it's going to come in more handy. But I'll tell you some things that I know I should be doing, but I don't. Once it pops up. So pledge daily pledge, the pledge hour. So if you're astute, which I'm not, you would look at these time periods when people are pledging. And maybe that would be a reasonable time to do your promotions on Twitter, on Facebook, on wherever, and kind of broadcast it. So, you know, like looking at the Facebook groups, you know, you could put out a, so what I normally do is I'll put for politeness sake, I'll put out a post on a Facebook for a Kickstarter. And then occasionally I'll go back there and I will not post again, create another post, but I will add podcast or interviews, or I add flip throughs or different things come up, I'll add it to the comments of that, so it'll bump it back up. So if you keep bumping it back up, hopefully that lure will catch a fish. But you know, I've kind of been, well, I've been finding that in general, I would have thought both the Cephas engine and OSE community probably would be stronger as far as direct support, but I'm not seeing it, at least through the Facebook. And there could be a number of reasons for that. So, but I'm probably more shocked with Cephas engine than I was with the OSE, that there wasn't more support. But by support, I mean people buying. But it's not people's fault for not buying. It's you know, it's on me to either not be marketing or maybe making some assumptions. But anywho, that's another topic. And so these charts are pretty handy. Hey, the backers, what you see is a lot of power users. Early on, you'll see the power users, the ones that will back it, which makes sense. And then later on, those people that like are wishy-washy. I don't say wishy-washy. They're not wishy-washy, but they're maybe wishy-washy on whether they're going to fund that, back it. So this power user number, percentage-wise, will go down. I'm not sure I'm getting no results here. So 193 returning backers. This is, I find, very, very useful. So, you know, right now, 35% of the people that backed issue two has backed this particular one at this moment. So, you know, that number, what's sad is this dashboard and advanced analytics goes away after the, after the Kickstarter ends. So I need to take a snapshot before it does. Hopefully this number will bump up. So it looks like a pretty good return, and it could be people know that I'm going to, you know, putting out a zine every few months is, are people going to be backing every time? Well, right now, 35%, yes. And, you know, that number can keep going. So, you know, even this 35%, some of this 35% is some of this 23%. So it's hard to say how much. But some people fall through from Fane of the Fly God. But you can see Scoundrels of Brixton, not so much. And it's a different product. And actually, I'm fine with that. It's a different market, and maybe the Scoundrels of Brixton, different types of products will trigger their interest. They say there's a lot of information if you have a head for, you know, by locations, by the country, by reward. These things are kind of helpful to understand who's backing where and how. It can also affect how you want to do your marketing and how effective your marketing is. I mean, the Facebook ads is another one, and I kind of hesitate to actually go into the ads manager, maybe at a later date, but let's go back to dashboard. So the question is, how is this project doing? Well, as you can see, compared to issue two, not so well. So issue two, I hit 3,000 on the first day. First day I hit 2,247. May not seem like a lot difference, but it took me 3 days to hit what I did on that first day. And even though this looks like an aggressive ramp up, it really isn't. Still getting money in, still funding, so everything's fine. But the I do not expect and it could be proven wrong, because you notice there's definitely a ramp up at the end, and that's fairly typical, but varies in degree. We'll see. This seems a little cooler, but let's see. Some of this may be my own negative. So like Facebook ads, I did spend less on Facebook ads. I spent a lot more money on Facebook ads last time, but currently Facebook ads is not doing it for me. Got two refers and I'm one third of the way through. So not as much activity with that. Well, game design, got a lot of people, not so much this time. Let's see. Yeah, Facebook. So it's definitely, this feels like a cooler campaign. It could be a number of reasons, could be number of Kickstarters I've been doing, could be, the theme, the cover may not resonate with people. It could be the economy. It could be who knows what. I don't know. Not discouraged, but it goes to show that, you know, I was hoping to actually hit, I was probably planning to hit about, so I'm going to hit 10,000. But looking at the numbers at this point, I'm not gonna hit 84. I'm going to guess, and I'll just put it down here, and hopefully I'll be wrong. I'm going to guess we're going to hit at least six, maybe 6,000, six and a half, maybe. But also, you know, you say, well, Jeff, that's a lot of money. Well, it is sort of, but then, you have printing costs, backer kit takes a percentage, World of Game Design, who does the Kickstarter and sets up the backer kit and, does the fulfillment for the U.S. backers, they take a cut. So when you start taking out the printing costs, the Kickstarter fees, the World of Game Design fees, your taxes, paying, you know, I've also prepaid the artists, prepaid all the writers. So everybody's already paid, and I'm paying everybody at a very reasonable rate. And so it really is at this point past the fourth out. This is beyond break even. This project did make some money, so we're fine. I'm not going to anyway do that. But generally, once you get past a certain amount, the amount of money a profit it generates gets greater. So you know the difference between 4,000, 8,000, you're not going to get $4,000, but but you're going to get a larger percentage of that. And if you go from 8,000 to 12,000, the greater portion of that becomes becomes profitable. So the idea is that you know, as a business person, you're outlaying money ahead of time. You're paying for services. You're also doing all the work. There are costs involved that aren't necessarily apparent to people on the other side. So I'm going to pull up another tool, which is called KickTrack, and we'll just talk about KickTrack. So KickTrack, we'll go to Gary's appendix. So what this will do, this will pull data from Kickstarters, and you can look up, you can snoop people's Kickstarters. So I snoop at people's Kickstarters. I don't snoop all the time. So, and don't look at the funding percentages, because it's not apples and oranges. So, but we do see that. So really, even though this made $7,700, is actually, I had shipping included in this. This is actually, you know, this might have been like a $7,000 Kickstarter, 545 backers. So, but look at this. So I have fewer backers by generated, and this does not include the shipping charges in there, shipping fees. So there's a greater profit made with this, with fewer people, fewer backers, which is interesting. And a lot of it comes with, in the meantime, I've through World of Games Design, Zach, he packaged these different options, these higher dollar packages that people can take my past works and bundle them together, and people were willing to pay for that. So, you know, in many ways, it's there's less outward cost and more profit by doing that, but you can't predict that. So, but anyway, when I come here if I go here, so this says I'm going to make $10,000. This trending toward lies. The only time it's really right or close to being right is about a handful of days before your Kickstarter ends. So what this will do, you say, well, Jeff, what's the point? If you're saying this lies, why? What's the point? Well, I don't care about what it's trending toward, because it has no idea what it's trending toward. It does not. I don't understand why they can't come up with better models, but I do like this daily data. So daily data, you can see how it's doing, and day by day. And I can look at this, and then I can also come over here and I can go KickTrack. And I can go here's appendix. And then I can look at so now looking at this, it is not, you know, once I'm in this bathtub, you see the first several days did not do nearly as well. But on average, we're hitting this trough, which isn't fun. And remember that spike I was showing you later on, that's what that spike looks like. It looks less exciting here, because but anyway, there is a U-shape to funding, and these are hard times. So right now I'm expecting to be on a holding pattern for a bit as people trickle in a little bit here, a little bit there. And then hopefully people, we'll see a rise in the beginning. So what I have done is what I've been basing Oh no, I was hoping. We will, let's try this. I can't remember. So what I've done is I have based my goals and direction on James Floyd Kelly's Delver series. And the reason I have is because I figure that, well, we're not the same. We're very adjacent. Okay, there we go. So looking at what he has, am I snooping? Issue one, $5,500. Issue two, $13,600. Issue three, $8,700. Issue four, $7,200. Five, $7,800. Six, 9,000. Seven, 12,800. 10,600. And most recently, 7,400. So it goes to show that you can have a series and there is a lot of variation in that funding. And I don't believe that anything has that fundamentally changes with James Floyd's advertising, his direction, his content. Nothing really changes. Might say nothing. I don't want to oversimplify or make any sort of assumptions, but from my vantage point, there's going to be variation, and you can hit high amounts, you can hit low amounts, but when I started this, I found something else. So before I started Gary's Appendix, I like say the model I was looking at of was at least something that was close was to catch up with Delver. And so by taking somebody else's that's adjacent and trying to figure out, I think that provides a good framework for aiming towards. So anyway, a bit discouraging, but again, you know, looking at Delver, who is ahead of me in this game. So he's Mr. Kelly is already he's already only on three, so he's already six issues ahead of me, and I can see it varies from time to time. So just even though it dips down, who knows? Maybe I can get the hit the jackpot of hitting almost 13K. So anyway, those are the things I look at. Again, any project, you want to look up any project that's on Kickstarter, you can look at here. Again, it's something that it is something that that's what I'm looking for. It doesn't provide certainty. It may be more data than what people are wanting. But I think sometimes going through these things, we can find similar situations. But sometimes, you know, you can look at things and be wrong. Normally you don't end as strong as you started. But boy, I've seen some people see Mark Finn. Let's call it Mark Finn. And I forgot his last one. I can't believe I forgot the one. Oh, there you go. That was the Maya Hall. Oh, I forgot his last one. But anyway, his makes no sense. So his last one, you know, I looked at statistically, I didn't think he was going to make it. And And the same thing with the people who had the sword and sorcery zine. And but you know, sometimes you get in these curves. Sometimes a lot of work, a lot of getting on people's podcasts, a lot of pushing it in many, 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 many ways, calling in friends, calling the relatives. Because he was looking for like a $7,500. Let's see, Mark then Kickstarter. It's Ogre's 11. That's what it was. Ogre's 11. Probably because I don't know how to spell ogres. O-G-R-E-S. O-G-R-E-S. Here we go. Let's look at his daily data. And so he was able to really pull off. No, it wasn't Ogre's 11. Polite Society. That's what it was. Yeah, so he was wanting 7,500, which I thought he was crazy. I thought it was crazy, but I didn't want to tell him he was crazy. So I kind of wanted to tell him. Yeah, so here we go. Yeah, this is this here, this ending. So if you look, started strong, kept strong, dropped, negatives, languishing, tiny blip, languishing, doing okay. He was not on track to meet it. He was not going to meet it. The problem is with this Kickstarter, you set an amount, and if you do not hit that, if you're $1 short, your Kickstarter will end. It'll end. There's no like, well, I change my mind, I'll fund it 6,000. And so if it were me, I would have killed this probably within a couple weeks. I would have killed it, I guess, because I am not I don't have that much faith in myself. But you know what? Mark had faith. He had faith and he pushed through. And I have no idea where those backers came from. I don't know what favors he called in. I don't know if the mafia came in and twisted arms. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. He got $8,500 out of $7,500 for the backing. So anyway, that was a pretty amazing end. But man, most people do not see this. Most people do not. But when it does happen, it's pretty exciting. So anyhow, this is, hopefully I didn't ramble on too long, but I thought I'd give you people who've not seen this a taste of what's going on, what my thoughts are, how I look at things. And then you can also share in my anxieties and doubts. So anyway, thanks for joining me. Till next time.